Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Liesel van der Westhuizen is in the house. Good morning, Liesel.
Good morning, Africa.
We are yoga exercising our faces today.
Absolutely. And I actually should get Janice in here because Janice came excitedly to me a couple of months back and said, have you ever tried face yoga? And I looked at her really confused and I went, no, I haven't, but it is on the list to try. Have you? And very excitedly explained to me about the little workout that she'd done online and tried out. So I thought, you know what? If Janice has tried it out and she's excited about it, let me try it out as well and give us some feedback. And I'm sure I'm not alone. In Japan, it's huge. Everyone seems to be talking about
it. What is it?
And I'm going to tell you in a second, but I do want to open the WhatsApp line. So please, if anyone has tried face yoga before, let us know. Simply put, it's a series of facial expressions where you intentionally isolate and tone muscles in your face. We have those tiny, delicate muscles around your face. Just think around your eye area. There are about 10 muscles. So we're constantly squinting, smiling, looking at the computer. And just like the other bodies, muscles in our bodies, we need to exercise and relax these muscles as well. And of course, we are chatting every day and we are moving our face muscles every day. But yeah, we look at strengthening and adding blood circulation into different parts of the face that we often forget about. And a lot of research says that it is great to get a youthful appearance, apparently, and make you look a lot younger. So I've tried a couple of the online YouTube videos. I absolutely loved it. The results, I've only been doing it for a month. You'll be able to see if I'm a bit younger. But a lot of the celebrities.
But celebrity, Liesel van der Westhuizen, you've always had a youthful disposition.
Oh, Africa, I'm coming back again tomorrow. Thank you. But there are 57 muscles that hold up your face, neck, and scalp.
57.
Okay. And you need to define and tone the contours of your face by working your face muscles. So, apparently, the benefits are less makeup, less contouring of your face. So it's going to save you time and money. I don't know about that. Very popular in Japan. The US, it's picking up now a lot. And France and the UK. And the exercises are, you're going to laugh, Africa. You do things for like pulling your tongue out, pushing your, blowing bubbles through your mouth. You actually start, it's the same way you start a gym workout. You do a warm up. You do an exercise, a couple of exercises, and you do a cool down. So it's not just going straight into the exercise. It is actually considered a workout routine. It will take you 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening. One of the podcasts that I listened to from one of the celebrity face yoga instructors says you should do it while you're in the car. I don't condone that because you shouldn't be doing anything else other than concentrating. Correct. If you're driving. So please don't do that. But easy when you're brushing your teeth, maybe do your exercises before and after. If you're in the shower, perhaps if you're in front of the computer, 2 minutes twice a day seems easy enough. Did I stick to that routine the last month? No.
What? Because?
No, just because I kept forgetting. And then I just started to make a note for myself to do it. And yeah. What I loved about it is you do these exercises and you actually feel more relaxed. So for me, yeah. The relaxing benefits outweigh the youthful appearance benefits because we hold a lot of tension in our necks, especially yeah. In our face. Yeah. If you get a stressful email, notice how you pinch your lips and tense your jaw. So this is a great way just to release that, to get the blood circulation relating to your face and to get that glowing appearance.
All right. Janice, if you can just take a minute to come and reflect on your experience of face yoga for us, please, and how you came about this experience. Let me ask this practical question. When you're exercising a muscle that you have not really disturbed for a very long time, it is sore, is it not? I mean, we know this. We talk about recovery and how important it is. Do you have a similar challenge when you're doing face yoga?
It's uncomfortable, the first couple of movements that I've done. And it's interesting movements, like you've got to stick your tongue out as far out of your mouth and move it from the upper lip all the way down to the next upper lip on the left-hand side, then repeat it to the right-hand side. So that's a little bit uncomfortable. But you don't get that muscle stiffness. Also, you're only doing 2 minutes. It's not a full 45 facial workout or face workout, but it is an uncomfortable feeling when you start and you actually end up laughing at yourself because you're looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yes,
when you start out.
I
think it's more fun just laughing at yourself and seeing these different faces that you're pulling.
Speaking of laughter, by the way, if you want a six-pack, go to a laughing exercise. And it will literally, in 15 minutes, do more for your six-pack in your abdomen area than an hour of gym. I'm not trying to say let's not do gym. I'm just saying let's laugh along the process as well so that we can get... That's Janice Matthews. How did you come across face yoga?
Well, to be honest, I am very interested in a lot of Asian beauty secrets. So I do a little bit of, you know, using oil cleansing, rose gel rollers. I think I might be using the, yes.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Yes. So this is just one of the things that came up as a suggestion on YouTube. And I suggested it to my mom because as you age, you'll realize that your eyes kind of get a little smaller. And it's something that she's a little conscious of. So, you know, we've got a wedding in my family coming up. When she takes photos, her eyes just naturally are smaller when she smiles. Yeah. And I said, you know, let's just do it together. And I'm sure you've seen me contorting my face during the show in the first half an hour.
I thought you were just reacting to what I was saying or what listeners were saying. I had no clue that you were engaging in face yoga. Now I know.
So it is a little bit weird. It's a little funny. I do have some people that are my favorites. I'm going to have to just send it back to Liesl, but it's Coco from on YouTube.
Yes.
I don't know her full name at this moment, but she makes a lot of fun. You know, it looks a lot funny, but I believe it works, and you can see a lot of good before and after photos. So I hope that when my sister's wedding comes up, my mom feels a little bit more confident about how she looks in photos. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing it?
To be honest, on and off, I don't do it every single day religiously. I do believe that, you know, Mother Nature does its course. So it's not that I'm trying to have something that looks like I've gotten work done. All I really want to do is just look as naturally as possible as I age. So I do it every so often when I'm in studio sometimes, when you're waiting in traffic. It's when I remember, really. So
just to be clear, Janice is not driving herself while she's in traffic.
No,
she's
no.
a passenger.
Yes.
So she's more than able then to do these exercises as has been recommended.
Well, Janice, according to research at the Northwest University, it showed that participants had spent 30 minutes a day for 8 weeks and 30 minutes every other day for 12 weeks doing the exercises, saw fuller cheeks, finer lines, and it also stimulates production of collagen and less puffiness around the eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Thank you very much, Janice. And send you all the best to your sister's wedding. Say hello to your mother. And I'm hoping you're going to continue face yoga for a bit longer.
Absolutely. For the relaxation benefits. Janice, thanks for that. So one, I can't wait to see what else you're going to test me with. And let me try out on Test It Out Thursdays. Tomorrow we are doing an exercise that helps you burn 1,000 calories. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right. And of course, if you have participated in face yoga or will try it because now you've heard about it for the first time, like I have, please let us know in the coming days and weeks of how the experience is like for you. Liesl van der Veste is back tomorrow morning at 4:50, 10 minutes to 5, because of course it is a Friday. And if you want to know how to burn 1,000 calories, then do tune in tomorrow morning. It's 4:48.